Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. But the census gives us some pretty interesting information on what's been going on with the so-called traditional American family. And if you look at history, like our friend Ken Davis does,
right,
there is really no traditional American family. If you go back to 230 years, extended, this,
not
that, the
other. Not just American.
Thing.
There's no traditional family.
Well, that's true. But if you look over the last 10 years, here's a statistic that's interesting. The number of single father families nationwide jumped 27% in just the past decade. And it's doubled since 1990. That's according to 2010 census data, taking into account two full decade-long census periods. We wanted to talk to some of those, you know, who are those single dads that are proliferating in America right now? Angelo Marinoshi is a Takeaway listener in Warren, Rhode Island. Angelo, good morning.
Good morning.
Marinoshi, is it?
Oh, you've got it exactly. Right on the head. Very
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Can I call you Angelo?
Certainly.
All right. And you are a dad of?
Arcangelo, 5-year-old Arcangelo.
And how old are you, sir?
I'm 64 years old.
All right, I'm 55, and I got a 1-year-old. You're 64 with a 5-year-old. Is that good planning or bad planning?
Just small time. You'll want to call me for some advice later.
That's good. Bob also joins us. Bob Murgo is a Takeaway listener in Newport, Rhode Island. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Now, Angelo represents a dad who's part of this 27% new in the past decade single dads. But, Bob, you're a little more experienced. You're old school. Explain your situation.
Well, I was awarded custody of my two girls at the time in 1976, permanent custody. I was first awarded temporary custody sometime in 1975, and it was a 13-month process in and out of the court system, and I was awarded permanent custody in 1976.
Sole custody of two daughters who are now grown up, right?
That's correct. Nicole is 37 and Tanya is 38.
Man, back in the 1970s, Bob Murgo, you must have felt a little like Neil Armstrong on the moon there, being a single dad. It was an unusual experience for you.
It was, but it was a wonderful experience. I look back on it now, and nothing but the greatest of memories. It was really a blast. We went through the blizzard of 1978 and pushed them around on a toboggan all through Newport and so on and so forth. But we just had a wonderful time. I so much appreciated it, and they've grown up to be wonderful young ladies themselves. Tanya's a mother of four boys, and my daughter Nicole is a mom of three boys, and they're both great, great parents.
So Grandpa Bob Murgo, Takeaway listener there in Newport, Rhode Island. Angelo Marinoshi, do you get confused, as I do, for being the grandpa of your little five-year-old?
Oh, yeah. The condescending comments and the pats on the head and, gee, Gramps, how nice, you're babysitting the baby for a moment, huh? There's a lot of that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that remains in kind of people with nearsightedness or something.
Well, you know, people do have a kind of a fixed notion about what is a family. Does it surprise you that 27% increase over the last 10 years of single dads, Angelo Marinoshi? I mean, are you seeing more people out there like you at any age?
I've begun to, during the last 5 years, I've begun to network with a lot of people such as myself. They're not necessarily in the exact same situation, but certainly dads have begun to reveal themselves as being excellent parents, excellent single parents, very conscientious, very detail-oriented, and very proud of what they're doing. They assume the role very naturally, and they bring so much to the role.
And, Bob, what advice would you give to Angelo there? He's, got a five-year-old.
I would say number one is, I think, like raising any child, the routine, obviously, is extremely important. Teaching them the basic skills of life, brushing your teeth, cleanliness, so on and so forth. And, you know, when I say routine, like with me, with my kids at the time, I was in an apartment. I did buy a house several years later with them. But, Friday night was pizza night. That was laundry night. Saturday morning we got up. That was the time we went through. We cleaned the house, so on and so forth. So I think a routine, whether you're a single parent or you're a couple parent, routine is extremely important. And you want to give them all this possible support and really appreciate just how precious they are and give them lots of hugs and kisses and story times. things of that sort. Thing any parent should do.
Well, you know, let me ask you, if you think that there are specific challenges for single dads that are not the same or are in some way substantially different from the challenges for single moms, or is it all just part of the basic being a single parent is it just a difficult thing to do?
Yeah, I think
me, or are you asking Bob?
Well, I'll ask both of you. Bob, you go first, and then Angelo.
Okay, yeah, I think the biggest thing was maybe within the core systems, trying to get through there. I think once we got past that process, I found the teachers and educators and stuff to be extremely helpful, you know, so I never really felt any type of bias in that sense. And, you know, it was just a great experience for me. So, you know, and again, I didn't really look at it that way. I was just so happy and proud to be the role that I was in that I didn't really find it any more difficult for myself. Luckily, as a child, I had some good skills. You know, I could cook. I knew how to clean a house. My mother showed me how to iron a shirt when I think I was 12 or 13 years old.
Good for you,
Bob.
So
we were always kind of self-supportive, you know, so it was a natural instinct for me.
Lucky Bob Murgo, takeaway listener in Newport, Rhode Island, 59-year-old father, raised two daughters, now 37 and 38. Angela, take us out. Maranashi, takeaway listener in Warren, Rhode Island. What's the challenge for you, or do you think it's the same for single men or single women raising a kid?
Well, obviously, there's probably some unique things based upon sexual orientation or whatever. As a dad, one of the things you incur quite a bit is that quite often the people you incur will think that you are with a child on lend for the afternoon. And there's a kind of a presumption that you'll need help or you don't know what you're doing. I'm very, very skilled in parenting. I'm well-educated. I'm a good homekeeper. I'm a good cook. I'm a detailed man when it comes to personal hygiene and grooming and all sorts of things. And
but Angelo, the important question is, how good are you at getting those Fenway tickets?
All right. The most important things I tell my child, and here they are, be brave, be honest, be kind. And that's about the best logic we can use in getting through life.
All right, Angelo Maranacci, you have a great Father's Day.
Thank you very much, and yourself as well.
And there's nothing against moms this morning, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely not. No, we're talking about single dads. Angela Maranashi is a takeaway listener in Warren, Rhode Island. Bob Murgo, takeaway listener in Newport, Rhode Island. Both single dads, one of them at least representing this census stat, 27% jump in the past decade of single dads. Thanks to both of you. Happy Father's Day to everyone. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Look, parenting is hard, and single parenting is even harder. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.